This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Salt and Light. It's Tuesday, the 19th of August, and it is 12 o'clock. Welcome, welcome to everyone. This is the program where we interview and we chat to people that are full of flavor, that's dynamic.
Hallelujah.
And sold out for the name and the sake of Jesus Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And today is another day where we are interviewing, where we're chatting to, speaking to, sharing, you know, the word of the Lord, what is happening right now. And in the studio, I have my amazing husband.
You better say that. Good afternoon, everybody. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus, Apostle Brian here on this terrific Tuesday afternoon. Praise be to God. We are alive, and I believe that while there is breath in your body, while you're alive, amen, hallelujah, there's a purpose, amen, and there's a call, and there's a destiny upon your life. So for me, it's a great honor and a privilege to be on your dial. Please stay with us. You are welcome to chat to us. You are welcome to write your comments in. You are welcome to send us stars or likes. Amen, hallelujah, because we are here to advance the kingdom of God. And the Bible say that of this kingdom, there will be no end. Praise be to Jesus.
And in the studio today, we have Keeping It Real with your girl, Michaela Schaefer. She's joining to us. She's joining us today. Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Hi.
Are you on?
Is it on?
Okay, well, it is awesome to be here with you guys. And truly, truly a blessing. I always get so excited. And I'm looking forward to the conversation. I feel like I've been thrown in the deep end. But it's always such a blessing to be here with you guys.
Awesome. So we're going to, later in the studio, we're also going to have Pastor Heidi Turner that will be joining us via a call. She unfortunately can't make it into the studio today, but we will still be chatting to her. So awesome.
Good afternoon, Pastor Leslie. Praise be to Jesus. Welcome. He's on.
But we're gonna go to a song break. The song is called "God Is in the Story" by Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weaver. So enjoy, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. I trust that you all enjoyed that song. So in the studio we have Michaela Schaefer today. We're going to be chatting to her about the Warrior Woman Conference that took place on Saturday.
It's good to be here, and I'm so excited. It's just such a blessing being in the studio with my parents. Warrior Woman Conference. I was so surprised on what God did for these ladies and for these women. Thinking about it right now makes me realize that God has just been so good in what He has done for us. So with the Warrior Woman Conference, I was thinking in that moment, I was telling you earlier that I was trusting God on what direction He wants to take me. And the last time we had an interview, you guys asked what is the next step? What does God want for me? And I knew that God placed in my heart that He wants me to do conferences and things like that. And so obviously Women's Month is August, and I was like, okay. And then my mom asked, okay, you know, we want you to head up a conference. What is the Lord saying? And I felt in my spirit that the Lord was saying, Warrior Woman. And I couldn't understand where this was coming from, but I realized that even me being newly married and things like that, I was struggling to pray for my husband, to pray in our household. We were struggling to pray as a couple. And I couldn't get it. And I used to watch my mother on her knees praying for myself and my siblings, praying for my dad. And I said, that is what I want. That is what I desire to have, is be that woman for my household. And I couldn't gather how to do that because it was always so difficult. It's like the enemy just knows how to keep you from spending time in the Word and praying with your spouse. And so when I got this in my spirit, immediately when God said, warrior woman, I realized it was to teach the younger generation how to become warrior women for their household, how to become those women for their families, for their siblings, for their kids, for their future husbands, for their current husbands. You know, I felt that, and I knew that it was so vital and so important that we know how to become those women, and we need the older generation to teach us, which amazing. Is in the Bible, you know, how to be those women. And so that is where the concept and the idea came from, and that's exactly where it went to.
I think on my part, when you're saying that, you know, you were where this all was happening, you know, I really believe that God placed that in your heart, but also it was molded to you. You know, it come from a place. Mm-hmm. It just didn't happen overnight. And so I just want to encourage every listener, you know, it is so vitally important how we model Christ in our own home, because I believe that ministry starts in your own home first. Mm. You know, because when we got saved as a couple, you know, we did not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit helped us. And then when we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, you know, praying for one another, praying in our home, and you guys were still small, and it's also a picture that you saw, you know, what was displayed. So it's so important for families, once again, to get back into prayer, praying, families praying together. You know, our nation, our city, our communities is in shambles, you know. And yes, we can all play the blame game, and we can say it's the government and it's this. But you know what, beloved? It starts at home. It starts when you mold a prayer, a healthy prayer life with your family. And I want to encourage husbands, you know, men of God, to rise up in your home and start to pray with your spouse and pray with your children, you know, and making the kingdom of God come right there in your home first. That is so powerful.
Amen. Amen. And then also, we have Pastor Heidi Turner. She was one of the speakers on Saturday at the Warrior Woman Conference. We got her on via call because she couldn't make it in the studio today. Heidi, Pastor Heidi, are you present? Are you there?
Hi, blessings family.
Hi, Pastor
welcome,
Heidi.
Welcome. It is so great to have you with us today. Just share with us firstly, What was the topic that you... There was four speakers on Saturday. Let me just give some background. There was four speakers on Saturday, and each of the speakers spoke about a certain area in a woman's life. For example, I know that I had to speak about how she can or could worry, warrior over her family, her marriage, her children. And Heidi, if you could share, what was the topic that you spoke about, and just share a little bit of your experience and what you shared about on Saturday with us.
With us.
Hi, sure. You know, Saturday was so powerful and so needed. And when Michaela first spoke to me about it, it was a definite, you know, this is what is needed. So it's so on time. It's so on point. And, you know, God really moved. And the topic that I was asked to speak on was warfaring in the workplace, you know, because a workplace can be one that it can be trying. You know, there's so much pressure at work. And, you know, whatever we do, we need to do it as doing it unto the Lord.
Amen.
So no matter what the circumstances, it's keeping your eye on the Lord. It's, you know, having your having discernment. You know, also, and how to pray in certain areas, you know, and for certain people, and just see what God is doing in and through you in your workplace.
Yeah, yeah. I think what was powerful for me regarding the conference is the fact that women are being taught how to warrior over their lives, over their homes, their families, those specific areas that are important to women. We're living in the last days, and the Bible says wickedness is on the increase.
On the increase.
You know, and if we don't know how to pray, how to intercede on behalf of our families, how to be a gatekeeper, a watchman on the wall, you know, we are being exposed, and even our families being exposed to so much, living in a dark world. And for me, that in itself was so powerful and so needed in this day and in this age, you know, because many times we go to church, but are we truly taught how to warfare, you know?
Yeah.
So, Michaela,
what was
your intake with regards to that?
With regards to the conference, or you were saying?
The fact that Warrior Woman was specifically geared towards also intercession and prayer.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main goal. That was the main goal. And like you said, you know, it's the end times is here, and we need to be able to stand in the gap for our spouses, for our families, for our future, for ourselves as women. And we really get those opportunities, or we always depend on our parents. It's fine, they're going to pray for me. It's fine, they will look after me. But we forget that we need to be taught at a very young age how to do that. Because, like, if it's happening in the other religions, what are we doing as Christians?
Yeah.
What or why aren't we taking the stand to have the same things taught to us Christians from a young age, how to be a warrior as a child? You know, they go to madrasa, or they go to a mosque and things like that, and it's a consistent thing.
Yeah,
every
Monday
day
to Friday.
Exactly. And with Christians, we hardly
have that.
That's Sunday.
2 hours.
That Sunday, that's all that it is. And when we are required to go to church in the week, it's always, life is so busy, there's so much to do, I don't have the time. And so the children gets lost in that process. Us as kids get lost in the process of becoming what we need to become. And so, yeah, when the whole prayer idea came around, it was the core of it, truly.
Yeah, yeah. We just have to go to a song quickly. Michaela, we'll come back, and Heidi also will be joining us. We're going to listen to Yahweh by Jokia. We'll be back, beloved. Don't go anywhere. We are back. We are back. Welcome back, beloved. So we're talking to Michaela Schaefer and to Heidi Turner, who was at our Warrior Conference on Saturday. And it was so powerful. We had such an amazing time, the women. And it was literally a time of learning and training people how to warrior, how to warfare, how to intercede. And we covered so many areas in women's lives that are important. And so, Michaela, what was your experience on Saturday when all of this unfolded?
I felt like the Lord was literally unlocking and untapping a new phase spiritually for me, opening up another heaven, just felt like another level in Him. And truly, it blessed me. And just seeing all these women so desperate for an encounter with God. And I'm so glad that this conference could give off that, because no women that came in went out the same.
Amen.
There was everyone was in tears. Everyone was asking the Lord for a deeper revelation, a deeper encounter with Him, and got clarity. I felt like a lot of women got clarity on a lot of things that they were trusting God for, truly.
Well, what was amazing for me, because ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a woman, but I was there because I love to support my wife and my daughter, you know, and my children, you know, when they while in ministry, because when God called us, He called us as a family. And me, you know, looking, what was amazing for me in this conference was that it was not a normal conference of, you know, when the ladies have the conferences, like your bags and your shoes and,
yeah,
you know, the lips and the ears and the nails. And it's all, sad to say, outward focus. But this conference, wow, to me, when I was looking at the back, this was really dealing with the crux of the matter.
Sure.
You know, more from the inside out and not from the outer appearance in, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to just encourage each and every woman today. You know, I want to read a scripture this afternoon. The Bible said that in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 28, that there is neither Jew nor Greek, nor slave nor free, neither male nor female, for all are one in Christ Jesus, meaning that we are all sons of God. As I'm sitting here with you guys, my daughter and my wife, you are female, you know, in the natural, but in the spirit, you are also a son of God.
Amen.
And, you know, taking up that, because there's many people, no, women shouldn't minister, woman doesn't do this, woman.
We are co-heirs.
Man, look at that outpouring, and you tell me to tell me today that woman cannot minister, or woman cannot.
Yeah.
No, woman can minister, because God is calling us as sons and as daughters.
Amen.
And I was so blessed, and there was that one song that really messed me up, and I was just, you know, to experience this and obviously, what was happening in the atmosphere, it was so powerful, it was so profound, and man, you know, I was really, really proud, you know, knowing that the seed, I was standing there, and I'm thinking, the seed that has been sown years, 25 years ago, you see, look what the Lord has done and is doing, you know, that was so powerful, praise God.
Pastor Heidi, and what was your experience like?
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, where to begin, you know? Like I said earlier, I'm just filled with so much gratitude because you're seeing the lives of women changed. You're seeing them being delivered. God was so faithful in highlighting and pointing out, you know, not just with a prophetic word and what was spoken into the lives of the ladies, you know, but just being so specific in areas that He revealed, you know, because it's only when something is revealed can it be redeemed and then restored.
Amen.
And that's what He was doing. He was busy revealing areas in the lives of women that needed to be dealt with. And each topic was so key in, you know, touching the various areas. And of course, like, you know, like Pastor Brian was saying, I think there was a point where we were just all messed up, you know. The presence of the Lord was there, the tangible manifest presence of the Lord, and it was really just so powerful.
And what is your opinion with regards to having a conference like this? I love what Apostle Brian said. Many times we go to these ladies' conferences, and it's great, it's wonderful, not putting down or pushing down any ladies' event. But, you know, it's about what's happening on the outside, you know, your latest colors, fashion colors that are out, or all about the external. And not always about what's happening on the inside or in the realm of the spirit, which I feel is obviously more important, because the Bible says whatever is, what the eyes can see is temporal. But what is, what we can't see in the natural, that is eternal. And so many times we sow more to the flesh than what we sow to the spirit. So what is,
I believe, you know, the key thing is God will change you from the inside out. You know, we can all put on makeup and we can put on lipstick. And I think that's one of the biggest problems is that, you know, we always want to present ourselves like everything is okay. There's got to be a time when you're honest and saying, listen, my sis, I'm really not okay. And I need help in this area. And the moment God touches you on the inside, there's an automatic change and shift on the outside. And, you know, I praise God for the conferences that are out there and, you know, helping women, because yes, it is important also for your workplace ministry, you know how to dress well and, you know, color code and all those things. But, you know, at the end of the day, the word of God is so powerful. And women need to get back their identity, not the perceived identity, not the identity you want the world to see, but who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are in Christ and you stand in your authority and you get in alignment with where heaven needs you to be and you begin to fulfill your mandate, then everything else changes, you know. So we need to focus on the inside, and then, you know, the outside can come later, as it did with me. I look very different than I did a few years ago. But, you know, that's how God works.
Yeah. You know, and I was sharing with the women, you know, us women, because we've been taught, you know, you move on. Things happen in life. We struggle with childhood issues, maybe things that have happened even in the womb. While our mother was carrying us, you know, you are born with certain issues, you experience things during childhood, you know, and even as an adult. And we have been taught, especially us women that are married, that have children, that have families, that are working, you move on, you push that under the rug, whatever has happened, you push it under the rug and you just move on, because there's people that's depending on you. And yet it's those things that we've pushed under the carpet, that we've not dealt with, that starts to surface in our lives. And it starts to have detrimental effects, you know, as a woman. And we need to deal with that.
No, absolutely, you know, and if the more we keep it under the rug, it really is a generational thing. We were speaking about it this weekend, actually. You know, there's a cultural thing where, you know, you can't say anything, you know, it's private, because, you know, you want to either protect the family, or, you know, you don't want people to know the gossip. But if something is under the rug, it can never be healed.
True.
You know, you've got to rip open the wound. It's got to be revealed so that God can deal with it. So we need to encourage speaking about these things. We need to encourage speaking about the hard topics, you know, whether it's abuse from family members. Abuse normally happens within, you know, a group of people that you know. You know, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, whichever, sexual. But, you know, things need to be talked about. You've got to speak about your traumas so that it can be dealt with. So, no, we can't sweep things under the rug anymore. And that is why I so fully supported Michaela in this conference. And I'm so super proud of her and just what God is doing in and through her. Because these are the kinds of things that we've got to talk about. So, yeah,
that's what you're saying. You know, there's a saying that says that goes like this, you know, at the level of what you reveal is in that place where God can heal, you know.
Come on.
And yeah, we've been, like you said, we've been taught, even men, you know, we don't want to cry. And I know it's a ladies' conversation, ladies, but for the men, there's still a man in the room. Amen. Like, even for the men, we were told, no, you can't cry because it's not, man, I was so hard and callous, but now I cry if I want to cry. I speak if I want to speak, because you know what? I'm saying, God, deal with on the inside out. You know, because I'm constantly hosting God's presence. I walk in His presence with Him and say, God, whatever it is in me, please remove it. Like, I reveal it so that I can walk in healing and in my purpose. And the more women is being healed from the inside out, they will begin to walk in the purpose and what God has called them to.
Come on.
Amen. We need to go to another song. And this song is called God is Good by Francesca. Please don't let me spell her surname or say her surname. Enjoy the song. We'll be back, beloved. We are back. We are beloved. We're talking about the conference that we had on Saturday. I just want to say Godfident. That is our ladies group. Our Godfident woman. I
keep on wanting to go there.
On Saturday we had an amazing time, you know, and what was also even so funny for me, or weird, should I say, was I spoke about generational curses, you know, and things that we deal with generationally. And there were so many women. And I suppose because it's common knowledge to us, I was surprised when there were women that never heard of generational curses, that never knew or realized that many times we experience things that goes from one generation to another. I made examples. I said, for example, your mother had you out of wedlock. Your grandmother had her out of wedlock, and now you have a child out of wedlock. That is a generational curse or pattern, you know, and people were surprised to even hear that it was like something new. And I realized how many people struggle and don't know these common, you know, issues that we face even generationally. What was your experience with regards to that, Michaela?
So, like I said, a lot of the times our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And that was the how can I say, the word for this conference for the women. And so exposing the enemy and showing, look here, these are the things that you actually, because our people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Correct.
And so the fact that a lot of these women didn't know those things or didn't understand those things, the enemy had legal right and legal ground to mess there. And the whole conference was to uproot those things. The whole conference was to make them aware of these things so that they become warrior women in their household.
Yeah.
So that really just emanated so much in the conference. And that was the goal of everything. I mean, we spoke about curses within the family bloodline, within past relationships. We spoke about marriage. We spoke about substance abuse.
Soul ties.
We spoke about soul ties. We spoke about... So there was substance abuse, and we spoke about difficulties in the workspace because there's a lot of things. I mean, and right after that, I think what also opened up was that these things, even in our lives, as much as you feel like you're on track with God and things like that, there's a lot of things in our lives that also we have not tampered with. So right after
that we have tampered with,
but we've not cut off is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
So after the whole conference, my dad came up to me and he said, listen, I had a dream and there were these altars also that you need to cut off. And I was like, whoa, but I felt like I'm right and I'm okay. And like, no, man. And he says, no, but there is.
Yeah.
And I had to start cutting off altars that was made. And after that conversation, you know, and that prayer, I felt so much better. And that's when I knew, look here, wait, we need to wake up as women because relationships are holding us back from the full potential of what God wants to do within us.
Yeah.
Do within us.
In the now.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Anything that you want to say, Apostle Heidi?
No, I was just agreeing with what Michaela is saying, you know. There's things that we just don't know. And I don't know if it's with anyone else, but, you know, there's certain things that God will deal with in layers.
Yeah.
So I don't think that any of us should ever think that we have arrived, but constantly seek His spirit. You know, one of the things that I brought up with workplace warfare in the workplace is that, you know, we so often want to warfare against things and we want to, you know, blame people and say, oh, the enemy, oh, he's so, but, you know, God wants to use these things to work in our hearts. And instead of looking outside, looking at the people, looking at the devil, looking at the circumstance, to look inside and say, okay, God, what are you trying to deal with in me? And allow Him to come and reveal that area of your heart and deal with it. Because, you know, like Michaela was saying, these things that we don't realize are things that we actually have to deal with.
Amen.
So until we dig deep, we're not going to know, so that we can cut those things off, pull it up by the root.
Yeah. And the word of God says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And many a times what we don't know is the very things that hurt us or hold us back or keep us bound and captive in a certain area in our lives. And so it's so important to study the Word of God, to attend conferences like these, where we can learn what is our weapons of warfare. The Bible says our weapons of warfare are not carnal, meaning it's not natural. It's supernatural, you know, for the pulling down of strongholds, those things, those spirits, those things in the air that wants to hold us bound and captive. And like the Word of God says, Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance. And many of us, a large part of the kingdom of God, are not experiencing the abundant life because they are still held bound and captive in an area. And only unless you know, unless the Spirit of God reveals, until you find out, you know, can you get deliverance? Can you get free of these things, you know?
Also, what I saw in the spirit realm, Michaela and Pastor Delia, when this ladies' conference, the conference itself, in itself, in the entirety of the conference, was that it was almost like, you know, when the prayer altars was, you know, was lifted up to God, it was just a lot of women coming into one space and God shedding his light in that place where, you know, because when, we all come from different backgrounds, different stuff that we dealt with in our lives previously when we did not know Christ. But it was like a big light went on in the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
And then women begin to see, okay, but this is
the thing,
you know, and it was not... It was not man-made, but the conference was God-breathed.
God ordained.
And that is the difference. And I always say, you know, any conference, any church, any wherever, when the presence of God comes, then you know. And that, you know, I experienced that for the ladies even, that I saw that big light coming into that place. And, you know, God himself, because God wants to deliver people. Amen. He wants to deliver men, women, you know, and a big part of ministry is deliverance.
Yeah.
You know, I send my word, you know, to deliver people and bring freedom, you know, and revelation, you know. And I always say this, and I believe it's a new season for you, Sister Michaela, because you see, times and seasons are governed by truth and revelation, not on a time clock, you know.
Amen.
And you are moving in the time and the season, you know, of great revelation.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, even after the conference, you know, what God showed in a dream, and that, you know, and that's why I believe that if men and women, you know, woman is called to ministry. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many examples. If I have a minute, Pastor Delia, can I just give
one minute?
There's so many women that God used in ministry. Mary Magdalene in John chapter 20, verse 17, 18. Priscilla in the book of Acts, chapter 24, 26. Phoebe in Romans 16, 1 to 2. Janea in Romans 16, 17. Tryphosa, Romans 16, 12, Lydia, Acts, in the books, Acts 14, 15, you know, there's so many purses, Romans 16, 12, you know, there's so many women that God has used in ministry, and for us now to say, no, God is not going to, God is just looking for a pure vessel of honor that he can use, and that is what happened to you with this conference, you know, just a pure vessel, and God was just flowing what he needed to
come,
do.
Come as you are.
Amen.
You know, one thing I wanted to say is that what I realized in this conference is that the enemy wants to steal women's purpose. Truly, truly, like it came up so many times. And if he can stagnate your purpose, you know, he holds down the fact that we are connected to so many other souls to save.
Amen.
And so that's where he wanted to mess.
Yeah.
And we shook everything up and we changed everything. I mean, the warfare was giving. But we did that. And I thank God for that. I thank God for the woman that stood with me, for Pastor Haiti that stood in the gap with me and trusted God truly. So ladies, I must say out there, if you missed out, you missed out. But next year, same time, the 16th.
Not next year. All wanted sooner than
sooner than next year. But we are going to make the 16th a consistent date moving forward. That was when the very first conference, the girls' conference I had, it was also the 16th. In 2018 that it happened. So the 16th is going to be the consistent date. I don't know why,
but it is that.
And I want to agree with Pastor Heidi. What she said something about layer. layers. And I believe Amen. That, you know, as we do the conferences, layers is coming down and scales, you know, is coming down. Because remember, as long as we are living in this body, you know, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen. So, praise be to God. Yes, Pastor Delia.
A quick shout out before we go to a song to all the Light Ministries ladies that are on Facebook. Thank you. Thank you. We love you all. Thank you for always supporting us. Auntie Katrina, Auntie Tania, Jathan, Jamie, Nesli, whoever's on, and I didn't mention even Jean-Dre Platon. Love you guys so much. Thank you for always being a support. You guys are awesome.
Amazing.
You always make me emotional. Let's go to a song quickly. It's called Kingdom Come by Mark Pogue. And we'll be back shortly. We are back. We are back, beloved. We just quickly said goodbye to Pastor Heidi. We just want to thank her so much for availing the time. She's at work, and yet she still took time out to talk to us. So thank you so much, Pastor Heidi. Thank you that you are such a blessing, such an inspiration in the kingdom of God. Apostle Brian, you wanted to share?
I just wanted to say, Michaela, that I'm extremely proud of you. I'm really blessed, proud, yes, as a dad, but also blessed that you are now walking in your purpose, you know,
Amen.
Because this is my heart's desire, not only for you as my own daughter, my spiritual daughter, but my own daughter, but that is my desire as an apostolic voice for men and women to step in their purpose, to do the thing that God has ordained and called them to do. There's so many people, there's a spiritual battle, yes, but there's so many people that is just not walking in their purpose, and they open doors to a lot of things that was so unnecessary. And, you know, seeing what had transpired in this conference, you know, in this Warrior Woman Conference, and you're not my daughter, you're a woman now anymore. You're not a little
we'll
child, a little
daughter.
Girl, yeah, but you're a woman of God now. And taking this role because you're going to have children one day.
Amen.
Spiritual children, spiritual daughters or so. And
that,
this is the thing that God is going to deposit. You know, as He deposited in you, He's going to let you transfer it into others, you know, making His kingdom come. And that to me is such a great joy and an honor. Praise God.
A special, special shout out to Audrey Dunn. She is Pastor Heidi's mom. You have raised a beautiful, mighty woman of God.
Really?
So a special thank you and shout out to you. Michaela, any last words from your side?
You know, as I was sitting here, I was thinking, you know, you were saying the next conference is definitely for the men. Definitely for the men.
Oh.
So Apostle Brian, get yourself ready. Because definitely, I think just as much as the women needs to be those prayer warriors in the household, the men needs to take the authority.
Yeah.
And so we as women, we need to be able to respect that authority and
submit to it.
And it cannot happen if the man doesn't stand on his post. And so that's what I truly believe is coming up very, very soon for the men out there. You know, if you are wanting to know how to take your authority in the kingdom, go alongside. And you've actually walked in this recently, helping a young boy, also understanding, you know, being a father figure to that. And that is the direction of this next conference for the men, is having a father figure to direct you, to take your authority in your household. So I'm going to be excited for that. It's going to come very soon. You know, just like we all walking our purpose, it's always good to make sure that everyone else is too. So thank you,
Pastor.
You're putting
me on the spot here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And I feel like November sounds.
Doesn't sound good.
November for me is like men's month.
Oh, so because it's most Movember.
Movember.
Yeah.
God help me.
Amen. Yeah. So, Sister Michaela, I don't know what to call you now. Are you Pastor Michaela? Sister,
you know, I
Michaela,
haven't been ordained yet by my church, so I don't know myself. But what I am doing is trusting God that at the right time and at the appointed time, it will happen. And so I'm not rushing for it, because I know with the title comes responsibility.
And the
warfare. And I've seen what my parents has gone through. So I'm very happy to just stay no name and wait till when God ordains rightfully so.
On that note, you know, I just want to say that ministry is not a position occupied. Mm. It's an influence exercise. Amen. So yes, at the when the time, when the appropriate times come. But can we pray quickly, man? Amen. Hallelujah. It's time. We've got how many minutes over?
Two minutes.
Amen. Mm. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you the highest praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father, that as we're stepping into, my God, uncharted territory, my God, unknown waters, my God, we know that the unknown to us is the well-known to you, Father. And we thank you today, Father, that priests, my God, young men, boys, Father God, will take up their position.
Yes, Lord.
As Father Jesus, God, as fathers, man, take up their position, Father. There's high such priest. A great need, my mm. God, for the high priest in the church. Father, I pray that men will pick up that mantle truly of being the high priest in their own homes, Father God, Lord, and stand in the gap for their families, Father God. I pray, my God, Lord, that husbands will love their wives as Christ loved the church, and that wives will submit to their own husbands, Father, Jesus, and that man. Children will walk in their purpose, my God. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And so, Father God, today we thank you, Father, for what you are going to do, Father. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that is upon our lives that make it rich and add no sorrow. And Father, we speak the grace of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. And may the Lord show his countenance towards you and fill you with peace and joy. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen, 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 amen.
Thank you, Apostle. Everybody that tuned in today, thank you so much for availing your time. We always love your interaction on Facebook. Michaela, would you like to say goodbye?
Once again, thank you for all the women that has played such a pivotal role in the on Saturday and for the conference. There's so many more conferences. Guys, do not miss your opportunity to come to this, you know, hosted by Light Ministries. Do not miss the opportunity because God is doing something under the covers, amen, not on the surface anymore.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God bless you, people of God, family of God. Thank you so much for your love, for your support. Uncle Derek, I see you are here. Amen. Sister Katrina, Heidi, amen. Everybody that is tuned in, thank you so very much for your support. We love and appreciate you all. God bless you.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Have a wonderful day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.